The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's all about impeachment, but let's start with this naval base attack. Harley, good morning to you. Might be terrorism?
That's what the FBI says. The FBI says they're operating at that supposition, and they have reason to think that. This was a Saudi national in training at Pensacola, Florida. His name is Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani. He's from the Royal Saudi Air Force. The U.S. Trains an awful lot of foreign nationals. As a matter of fact, we've got about 5,000-plus foreigners training with U.S. military forces in some form or fashion from 153 different countries. Been doing this for a long, 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 long time. And it obviously helps a lot because there are a lot of joint forces that face situations around the world, and it helps if they work together in the past and have a working relationship. Nonetheless, this particular guy tweeted anger about the U.S. support for Israel, said the U.S. was at war with, said we were anti-Muslim. He quoted Osama bin Laden on social media hours before the shooting spree, so they think he was certainly radicalized, if nothing else. The bigger question now is, who was he working with, if anyone? Did he have compatriots here who are of the same mind and that sort of thing? So it's possible, but we don't know yet.
President Trump said you can jam your impeachment. I've got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, no surprise there. I think the big surprise would have been if he said, yeah, I'll be right over. Particularly at the House with the Democrats running it, because everyone who's been watching this, and I was actually talking to a guy earlier today, I said, have you been paying much attention to the impeachment? He said, I did it at the beginning. He said, I haven't watched it now in a week or so. And I said, why? He said, because they told us what was going to happen, and they're just doing what they said they were going to do before by the time he was elected. I said, really? He said, yeah. He says, I'm wondering where the pursuit for truth actually may be. And this wasn't a guy I'd ever talked to about it before. And I said, will you pay attention when the Republicans have their side of the story in the Senate? And he said, of course. He said, I'd like to hear both sides, and then I can make up my mind what the situation is. So I guess that's where we are. The reality is when the president told the Democrats, no, I'm not going to participate in your Judiciary Committee thing either, the reality is they'll probably be done with their proceedings now in the next couple of days, and then it'll be able to move on to the Senate.
We'll keep an eye on all of that. Thanks, Harley. I'll talk to you at the same time tomorrow. Harley Carnes.